For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Like many college students, Caleb Suggs is wrapping up his fall semester today. Online, of course, due to the pandemic. He's also been interning for us here at this station and also for the University of Memphis's Institute for Public Service Reporting. We asked him recently what college life looks like when there is no, well, college life. Here's his report.
I expected to spend my senior year rocking my tiger blue around campus. Instead, I've spent almost every moment of it trapped behind a computer screen. Day in and day out, I stare at my laptop for hours at a time, hopping from class to class over Zoom. Sometimes the courses are lively. More often than not, they're long and quiet, with my peers' cameras and mics turned off. For the past 4 months, this has been my education and my life. I talked to Kayla Hoyle about it. She's a junior, and it's been tough on her, too.
I feel like I'm isolated from everyone. It's kind of depressing, actually.
Not everybody feels the same way, though. Here's Becca Irby, a senior. She tells me that this whole semester's actually worked wonders for her studies, and there's less stress than before.
I just felt like I had a lot more time for everything. I didn't have to worry about commuting to campus. I didn't have to worry about when I was going to study and when I was going to take tests and everything like that.
So that's pretty much how the upperclassmen see this, but we've known how college is supposed to go. For freshmen, this is a whole new ball game, one without peanuts or Cracker Jacks. Danny Henderson was totally let down by her very first semester.
I just honestly feel like I kind of wasted my money when it comes to really the whole overall experience. Because you're not just paying for your classes. You're paying for your feeling that you're growing up. And I feel like I kind of been robbed.
Adding to the frustration, she's been living on campus this whole time, taking remote classes from her dorm room. She says she's only had conversations with one other person in the building.
It just kind of crushes your spirits almost. You feel as though nobody's watching you or really listening to you because everybody's in their own worlds.
Of course, out in the real world, there was still that whole coronavirus thing, which became a real problem for another freshman, Andrew Heady. His dad, an essential worker, brought it home, and it spread through the family. Nothing severe, but he says his professors were very understanding.
All of them were totally fine with me missing some days or, you know, missing an entire week.
And why wouldn't professors understand? They've been isolated from their friends too. Now imagine trying to connect with scores of students through a computer screen. My advisor, Dr. Matthew Hott, tells me it's just not the same as being there in person.
It's just easier when you make that interaction in the hallway or outside of class.
After a semester of remote teaching, Dr. Hott says he's been fundamentally changed, and so has higher education itself, in some ways, for the better.
The pandemic forced higher education to wake up and not teach like the medieval university and really embrace some of these online and free and robust tools that really make the student experience more accessible, more attainable, and better.
And so today ends the second semester rocked by COVID-19, and I am looking forward to a much-needed winter break. As a senior, I still have one more semester to go. One good thing is that I at least know what to expect for the spring. Still, when those degrees are finally handed out, it would sure be nice to have all the hype. Caps, gowns, and a march to the FedEx Forum with my name roaring across the loudspeakers for my friends and family to hear. For WKNO News and the Institute for Public Service Reporting, I'm Caleb Suggs.